Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Rappers are no strangers to broadcasting their wildest moments on the internet. From someone pulling up to your grandma's place looking for you.
Where you at? I'm right here coming to your grandma's house. I don't do all this Facebook, boy. You see where the I'm at?
To disrespecting the police live on camera.
Hey.
Here are 20 times rappers' Instagram lives have gone out of hand. Just like that one time, Louisiana rapper Boulevard Quick decided to diss NBA Youngboy at the end of his music video, saying,
"That shot that mama. Pull up. You know, TBG Gorilla Gang, Long Live G Money."
In response to that, Youngboy's mom herself went live on Instagram to clap back at him.
I had woke up this morning, everybody in my ear about to talk about the little boy, Boulevard Quick, was talking about me. But I really got on him to tell him that I'm sorry. I came to tell little Boulevard Quick that I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I made you cry, boo. I'm for real. Because I wasn't being mean, like.
It's not every day that a big rapper's mom lets everyone know what's on her mind, so how did he react to being called out by his op's mother on Instagram like that? Well, instead of choosing his words more carefully, he went all in and started to disrespect her even more.
Yeah, man, young boy, mom, tell me about that. That eat a big long.
A couple of weeks after he talked smack to Youngboy's mother, his life ended tragically as he was found on a road. The body of Ashton Wells, 25, was found near a building at Lakeside Villa Apartments in the 2400 block of Wellwood Drive at about 12:30 a.m. Monday, said Baton Rouge Police Spokesman Sergeant Don Capella Jr. And although he had plenty of beef throughout his career that came with a long list of ops, the most obvious one responsible for his demise was none other than NBA Youngboy. Of course, he didn't outright deny the rumors and allegations that he was the one responsible for the hit, especially since he referenced the situation in a song titled Impact, where he rapped, "Look, you got caught slipping, then got killed, that's how it's supposed to be. He spoke to my mom, I didn't want to talk, I end up killing." Dissing a fellow rapper isn't anything new, but dragging their mom into the beef and disrespecting them like that is just wild. But speaking of trolls, Alabama rapper 2Vito trolled his ops live by spraying himself with expensive fragrances and saying that they couldn't afford them.
Fresh out the shop. Hey, give me that arm.
Hey, y'all can't afford that right now. Huh? Let me hit them nuts real quick. Hey, man. Oh, look, fresh out the shower. I told y'all I would come. You know I'm a dog, boy.
However, what he didn't expect was that his ops tuned into his live and saw where his location was. To make it worse, it wasn't just any regular Glock. By the sound of it, it was someone armed with a fully automatic rifle, trying to go crazy.
Y'all, my frat brother Lil Meeky, he from Long Village. Will you assist me on some Long Village today?
So, if you've watched this video so far, it sounds like if you're dissing the dead, you'd better be ready to dig two graves. Unfortunately for the Chicago drill rapper who went by the name Mubu Crump, he didn't think that he needed to. One day, while he was walking around Chicago, he came across the location where OTF Nooski got shot. For some background on Nooski, he was a drill rapper from Chicago and was the cousin of Lil Durk, OTF Nunu. He was also signed to Lil Durk's label just 3 days before his passing. So, he wasn't just close to Durk, he was also related to him. So because of that, this decision by Crump to diss Nooski on live would prove to be fatal. But why did he diss him in the first place? Well, as it turns out, him and Nooski had a bit of a history before the latter ultimately passed. In short, Nooski was his op, and this was a known fact in the streets. After his passing, Crump hopped on Instagram Live and walked up to the place where Nooski passed, saying,
"You know, I mean Nooski. They left his right here. You feel me? They left his up here on folks and them tweak. Buying some shoes. Y'all see real be up here though. Play with me up here on folks and this on the news. I look like Nooski. hit his ass up right here.
So after he disrespected Dirk's cousin that passed, what did he do next? Well, he dug his own grave even further. See, Crump was far from done dissing Nooski, because he also drove to the place where Little Dirk's old manager passed and started to make fun of him there.
Hey, y'all got the order for Nooski? Chino Burger. Chino Burger. Yeah, y'all got it. Hey, right?
He probably felt untouchable after he dissed Dirk's homies and came out unscathed. To make it worse, he spoke out on Instagram Live again.
Look, I'ma tell you. Look, you wanna know why I say Nooski name all the time? Cause Nooski told me he was gonna me, bro. So then it was funny to me when he got clapped. Like when clap you, I'ma put this up there like that.
And his reason for sending shots at Nooski and citing him whenever an opportunity presented itself was because of their long-standing beef. But one day, the antics finally caught up to him. On May 25th of 2018, tragedy struck. Chicago rapper and King Louie affiliate, Mubu Crump, unfortunately passed away after a drive-by that reportedly took place right in front of his house. Apparently, Mubu was standing by the curb when it happened. The ops got to him and caught him lacking outside a house party, so they seized the opportunity and took him out then and there. Furthermore, afterward, he was transported to the University of Chicago Hospital, where he succumbed to his injuries. 7 months after his passing, Lil Durk was featured on a Pooh Shiesty song titled Back in Blood, where he rapped, "He was dissing on my cousin, now his ass all in that wood, huh? Boom, boom, boom." It was pretty obvious that he was referring to Mubu Crump, who had video evidence of dissing Durk's cousin, Nooski, and what would you know, that song became one of the biggest rap songs of the year. Now, news spreads fast, and sometimes even tragic news about someone's passing comes from the most unexpected places. In this case, the heartbreaking news about King Von reached his friend Lil Durk through the comment section of his own Instagram Live. See, while he and his entourage were chilling and vibing to the lullaby known as Back in Blood by Pooh Shiesty, featuring Lil Durk himself, comments started to flood in telling him that King Von had passed. Durk tried to act like nothing was wrong, as he probably felt like fans were trolling him and were trying to stir up a reaction. But as the live went by, his whole demeanor changed. And even though he was still dancing along to the song, there was a chilling moment caught on camera when Dirk realized there might be some truth to the comments. Regardless of the circumstances surrounding King Von's passing, losing one of your closest friends and finding out through your fans on Instagram Live has to be devastating. But speaking of King Von, while other rappers often flex on their Instagram Lives, King Von was different. While on Instagram, he walked around and spotted a police officer in their vehicle. Knowing how wild his reputation was, he seized the chance to disrespect the authorities. So, what'd he do? Well, see for yourself.
Hey, hey.
Although the cop tried to stop him from walking away after doing that, it still amounted to nothing. Say what you want about Von, but flipping a cop off showed just how big of a troll he was. Fans wrote, "Something a bad kid would do. Bro funny as hell." As well as, "Bro was a menace." But Instagram Lives are also known for another thing, beef. And before we get into this specific beef, it's important to note that Trippie Redd and 6ix9ine were actually friends back in the day. Their friendship was so tight that Trippie actually reached out to 6ix9ine first to help put him on. And this led to 6ix9ine flying out to LA to record music with his friend. So how did they go from that to this?
Yo, all right.
Let's take turns.
Yo, why are you so mad?
Look at me.
Howling on the internet,
look
but don't talk about.
Well, we have to go back to 2017, around the peak of the SoundCloud era of rap, while 6ix9ine was still coming up, when he was hit with an SA case, which he pleaded guilty to. And if you're Trippie Redd, it'd be a wise move to distance yourself from 6ix9ine following a sting of controversies. However, he did more than that. He actually dissed him on Instagram Live.
Got me
6ix9ine responded and claimed that Trippie tried to blackball him and stopped other rappers from working with him.
Yeah, bro, but you know what I'm saying, bro? It's mad corny. I already told you this, bro. You just keep doing it, bro. I don't know why you hate on me so much, bro. You lit, bro. You know what I mean? Your music is lit, bro. We signed to the same label, you still hate on me.
In 6ix9ine's case, he felt betrayed by Trippie, who was supposed to be his friend. But can you really blame him? Anyway, he had more to say.
You try to throw dirt on my name, you try to tell people not to work with me, bro. Man, bro, that's mad corny, bro. Nobody try to blackmail you, bro. Like, you act like a real female, bro.
I'ma tell you what you did, since you think you're signed to the same as me.
The two threw disses back and forth over the months, which culminated in 6ix9ine's live session in May of 2018, where he invited Trippie Redd to hop on Instagram so they could talk to each other about the beef. After 6ix9ine invited Trippie Redd to hop on his live, the two started to throw shots at each other, 6ix9ine tried to ask him if they could take turns, but it never happened.
On medicine, bro. I'm
yo, let's take turns.
And when I see you, bud, I'm going to turn out you. Yo, let's talk about you how you're not real right either. Let's talk about how you're not real right either.
All right.
So remember?
Can we talk about it?
When, hold on. Let me talk real quick.
You didn't even... Let's address
the people
first.
Remember when you were in L.A.?
Although they talked, there wasn't necessarily a meaningful exchange of information because they kept talking over each other and ended up being really incoherent. Funny enough, once they had connection issues, that was the only time they were civil.
What? Get out, Borch. Come on. This connection f***ing up. Oh, it's not. All right, I'm about to get out.
Yeah, you guys are still f***ing up. Is it good now?
Yeah. Oh, no. My bad. Is that with GDK?
Hold on, I couldn't hear nothing you just said, bro, because this shit glitching out.
Anyway, I'll spare you the details of their chaotic Instagram Live spat. Just know that they're still not on good terms, especially...
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Actually, after everything surrounding 6ix9ine's arrest and him being a snitch. But of course, 6ix9ine's faced a lot of backlash in his career, much more than his beef with Trippie Redd, ranging from court cases, his trolling antics, and that time when he snitched on his entire gang to get a lighter sentence during trial. Because of that, he's been the center of major controversies and beefs. But when it comes to 6ix9ine, he's not afraid to put his beef out on the internet, racking up millions of views while going live with his ops. Just like the time when he went live and was joined by one of his many ops, Chicago rapper 600 Breezy. After the latter hopped in, Breezy held nothing back and warned 6ix9ine he'll take him out.
You gon' die.
Yo, listen, you haven't killed nobody.
You gon' die.
You gon' die. You gon' die.
And that's all I'm saying. I'ma go to jail respectfully.
Yo, why the nigga kill King Boston alive?
I'ma go to jail respectfully when I see you. Respectfully, I'm not me.
Breezy told him that he'd be willing to go to jail if that meant taking 6ix9ine out. And that's not all. The two continued to talk over each other while sending threats.
And you gotta move around with security because you a You gotta move around with security because you a You gotta move around with security. Real street nigga move and take security guards.
You a
You gon' die, nigga. Your security guards better be strapped all that. You broke his bad ass.
He also went to his comment section and threatened 6ix9ine when he wrote, "I'm going to jail when I see you, I'm not Meek," as well as, "All my ops is dead." But a few months after their squabble on Instagram Live, 6ix9ine Breezy was thrown in jail for over 10 years. So does that mean that the rapper stayed true to what he said to 6ix9ine? Well, not really, because he was locked up for a probation violation instead. The Lose You rapper was sentenced to 10 years in prison for probation violation, which came from a 2012 arrest for possession of substances. The violation occurred over traveling without permission. However, it's important to understand how their beef started in the first place. See, Breezy was closely affiliated with King Von and Lil Durk, and when 6ix9ine started to disrespect Von, that's when he felt some type of way, especially because 6ix9ine regularly dissed on social media. Just like the time when he left a pretty disrespectful comment on Lil Durk's post mourning the loss of Von. Newski and now Von, and you still rapping. Go pick up a tool. Ha ha ha. But it gets worse, because his trolling didn't stop at leaving comments like that. He also had a few words to say about the two Chicago rappers on his many Instagram Live moments.
Play the cap rap. When I mean cap rap, yo, King Von said, I swear to my mother, I drop dead right now if I'm lying. King Von said, when I die, my nigga gonna slide every day. Am I lying?
After Von passed away, he let Durk know that he was a fake friend for not avenging him. The disrespect didn't end there, because 6ix9ine was far from over clowning on him. He also flashed an image of Durk wearing a shirt with a print of Von's face and said this.
Look at this dead shirt. Look at this dead shirt. Look. Yo, you think King Von thirsty? I think King Von thirsty. Look, yo, drink that. I'ma pee on you. Look, look. These niggas be sacrificing their mans.
He even insinuated that Vaughn was sacrificed by Dirk. And if you think that he stopped at sending shots on Instagram, think again, because he also dissed Lil Durk on his 2022 song titled Gane, where he rapped, "Your man got, and you made a diss track, go get a tool and get some get back. You a female dog, I knew you wouldn't ride for your homie." Durk chose to ignore his disparaging comments for a while, but that soon changed a year after Gane's release, when he uploaded Instagram DMs of him challenging 6ix9ine to a boxing fight in Dubai. The first message from him read, "I don't want to hurt you or you a kid from the burbs, I got 50 mil on my own money without help to fight you on TV in Dubai." So Durk offered to pay 50 million out of his own pocket to make the fight a reality, before he finished the text saying, "We can double the money, 3 rounds, go talk to your rich friends, let's set it up, September, stop the violence, lol." To which 6ix9ine replied saying, "It's so funny because I know you on an album press run, you need anything to promote this album since NBA Youngboy is not buying the bait, but I want to do this for no money, for free, come to Miami, let's get a hotel room, and just 1v1. So how did Durk respond? Funny enough, he dodged the fight after 6ix9ine refused to put money on the table, writing, "Bait, hotel, nah, I'm cool, enjoy your day. I'm not worried about sales, I just wanted to give you the beats for some money." And as of 2025, the fights never happened, and it probably will stay that way because of Lil Durk's case. But stirring up drama with big Chicago names like members of OTF and O-Block wasn't 6ix9ine's only focus. He took it even further by hopping on a live with King Von's infamous rival, FPG Duck. Back in June of 2018, FPG Duck went on Instagram Live and spotted 6ix9ine in his comment section, talking trash. So he added him to the live, and the two went at it.
"I'm gonna add you on my live, Lil Durk. What's up, Lil Durk? What's up, Goofball?"
Yo, you had me dying this whole live, blood.
"I'm already knowing, but where you at, though?"
"Nah, yo, I'm about to pull up the O-Block gangster. Once I have to
Hey, I swear to God. Hey, look, you funnier than I thought, bro.
I swear to God.
Hey, look. Yeah. Hey, look. I feel so clowned out because I'm..."
And it started off pretty well. 6ix9ine joked that he was going to pull up on King Von's block, which made Duck laugh. But when he implied that he lived the quote-unquote gangster lifestyle that people from the streets like Duck and Von do, that's when Duck went off on him.
"Gangster, I'm out here.
You not gangsta out here. You not telling nobody your local. You scared, me, bro. You got
me,
police.
Meet me at O-Block in 30 minutes.
Look, our hood meet me at O-Block in 30 minutes. Because you got all the police with you. So meet our me hood O-Block not even hot no more. You got all the police with you, 96?
Funny enough, FPG Duck called him 96 and even accused him of being a rap long before 6ix9ine actually snitched. What's more is that he also threatened Duck after he was told he would do something really bad to him if the two ever crossed paths.
"All this, when I catch you, I'm going to smack this shit. I'm gonna see you real soon, bro. I'm gonna catch you. I'm gonna see you real soon, bro.
Listen, you gonna smack the shit out of me, but you haven't ran down on none of the niggas that killed your homies,
bro. Where you think they at, bro? They at with my homies. And why is you saying I don't lie, bro? You want me to trick on myself? You sound
it's not.
I know you's a you out here telling.
Killed your homies. Still out there.
Hey, look, you's a tether teller, man. I'm still in Chicago every day, man. You hear me?
Doing
so
nothing.
Can't nobody tell you.
As the live went on, he kept on laughing while Duck was increasingly getting agitated. He finally asked him to meet up somewhere, saying,
"Hey, look, can you just link with a motherfucker or something? We'll link at wherever you want me to come.
Where is it? 6:30. What is it? Look, I was just at. I was
fuck
just
all
at,
that. 96, bro. Fuck all that. 96.
That's my house.
Hey, Sheldon, you paid the police well.
Yeah, he paid
him. You paid him good. You paid him well.
From there, he tried to sun Duck by saying he had more money than him, and the two talked over each other until the live ended. But speaking of FPG Duck, there's a reason why he was regarded as King Von's only equal in Chicago back in the day. Of course, you can't be King Von's rival without stepping up. When it came to influence, rap skills, and holding it down for his Flyboy gang, or FPG, FPG Duck was the only one in Chicago who was truly on Von's level. But even within his own crew, Duck didn't let anything slide. One time, he gave the beats to one of his homies who streamed live on Facebook for linking with the ops. His homies started to stream on Facebook Live, and at first, he was having fun on camera. But when Duck showed up, everything changed. See, this person allegedly linked with one of their ops, and in street culture, that's a betrayal. So, what did he do to this person? Well, he asked him to end the live. However, his homie acted clueless and pretended like he didn't know how to end it. Little did he know, his grin was about to vanish in an instant. Duck made it clear that he always stood on business, no exceptions. If that clip already doesn't prove it, he kept things fair no matter who was involved. Take that one time on Live, for example, when his own cousin threw up a disrespectful gang sign against the set, and Duck didn't hesitate to check him on the spot. See, Measle, his cousin, was related to him by blood, but not only were they cousins, he was also regarded as his right-hand man. One time, while they were on Live together, Measle made the mistake of throwing up rakes, which was a sign of disrespect to the GDs or the gangster disciples, in other words, the gang that they repped. And watch what happened after Measle did that in front of him. Even though it was Measle's Live, he didn't care and still called him out for it. And now, here's a fun fact for you. You probably only know that King Von and FBG Duck hated each other, and so did their respective crews, but what you didn't know was that Von actually hung around Duck and his friends. In one of FBG Duck's Instagram lives, he talked about that time when he and Von were still cool. I know, it's hard to imagine the two being in one place without sending shits at each other, but here's the truth according to him.
His ass, Von used to hang with us on Tuga Grade. His ass used to hang with us. His ass started hanging the old block, Scarab. Scary ass was playing both sides on Tuga.
So, after they found out that King Von allegedly played both sides with STL and O-Block, what did he and his crew do? Well, to put it simply, they reportedly gave Von the beats, according to Dirk.
That's when we whooped his ass and he originally became O-Block. So when we found out he was fucking with him, come here, beat him, beat him, beat him! His ass originally getting that, I'm O-Block now. On Tuga, when we was going to High Park, he was claiming K-Wood, he wasn't claiming the O-Block. You know, you better get that shit together. Right?
Some say that this was part of their long-standing beef.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And as time passed, the two sent disses at each other while rapping about each other's friends that passed. But one of the craziest tracks was when he released Dead B**s in July of 2020. See, before he dropped the song, he went on Instagram Live and showed off a lot of, let's just say, tools that were used in the music video.
They don't know. They don't need to know.
It's a lot of out here right now. Don't tweet. Don't tweet. It's a lot of artillery out here. Don't tweet. I just told you I'm on Live, folks.
At first glance, this might seem like another innocent Instagram Live. Well, that's until you show the tools. Of course, I can't show you this on YouTube. And these were the same ones that were used in the music video for Dead B**es. While others have said this was the nail in the coffin and really put the beef between King Von and FBG Duck to the point of no return, whatever you think, this was undoubtedly one of the most disrespectful tracks in their beef leading up to his death. Fans even called the song straight out demonic because of how evil it felt in nature. Duck even made sure to let his hatred seep through the lyrics, especially when he rapped, but screw T-Roy and OD. T-Roy was widely known as King Von's best friend, and OD was also a member of the BDs or Black Disciples, which they repped. However, that was just the start of him disrespecting Von's dead homies. Keep in mind that everyone mentioned from here are all deceased BD members. J Money, Lil Boo, G-Roid, and I'm not even going to read the lyrics out loud because it's just too disrespectful. Yeah, so it's no wonder why drill fans often say that this song was the last straw for King Von, as he allegedly put $100,000 on Duck's head after this, and this finally culminated in Duck's passing in 2020. Even though he was at one of Chicago's most affluent neighborhoods, that still wasn't enough to spare him from his ops. In a twisted turn of events, King Von went live on Instagram and made fun of Duck's passing. He started by showing stacks of cash.
The pounds is tough.
I'm gonna take 9 out of 6 years.
And he was all smiles as he celebrated his op's passing, saying,
"Ain't no more FB."
You swear.
But at the end of the day, Vaughn also faced the same predicament as he unfortunately lost his life after an altercation against Quando Rondo's crew. A year after his passing, it was revealed that 5 of the suspects in Dirk's passing were all hit with racketeering indictment charges. Now, speaking of Vaughn's passing, I'm sure you're aware of Quando Rondo and how he was closely associated to King Von's passing, as it was his best friend Lil Tim who took King Von's life, who was responsible for what happened on that fateful night. And as a result, this would haunt him throughout his career, because Quando Rondo's life was constantly in danger from those seeking revenge for Vaughn, and his family was often at risk as well. Take for example that time when a disgruntled King Von fan drove to his grandmother's house looking for him while on Instagram Live.
"Where you at? I'm right here, come to your grandma's house. I don't do all this Facebook, boy. You see where the fuck I'm at? You know what the fuck I pulls up? Bitch pulls the fuck up."
Shortly after he arrived at her house, he asked if she was in the area.
"Where the fuck is look at? Lil Quando, call it Lil, but he live, you see where the fuck I'm at."
So how did Quando react to this? In an interview with Say Cheese back in 2023, he brushed off the incident and said,
"Man, that dude, like, he's actually, like, I don't know, man, I think dude got a mental problem or something. He was actually running around the city doing that to a lot of people who is making noise that he didn't want to make in the music scene and whatever he was trying to do."
But that wasn't the last time he had a run-in with one of Vaughn's many fans. After someone tried to pull up at his grandmother's place, another fan caught him at the mall and said,
"You ain't scrap, you ain't dirty. I said, let's go to the bathroom. Let's go to the bathroom and get a one. Let's go to the bathroom and get a one. Scare."
Fortunately, he simply ignored the fan and didn't get tempted into a bathroom fight. But speaking of Ops and Instagram Live, K-Flock from the Bronx is another rapper that's no stranger to beefing with Ops on Instagram. For example, one time he hopped on a live with his notorious Op and fellow rapper Raw Jeez, and as you can imagine, their conversation got heated, up to the point where Raw told K that he wasn't gonna do anything to him.
"You never did nothing to me. You never even, bro, this was my first time.
Bro, you're a cat. You never did nothing to me though. Really though, really did, never did nothing."
Sadly for Raw, this didn't end well for him. Sometime after their argument on Instagram, K-Flock finally had enough of his op's constant taunts and decided to visit Raji's block while he was still live, saying,
"Dude, I'm trying to spin.
Look how comfortable I am on this block. All in there. Hey,
so it's about to get lit." Grab their basketball, start leaving.
And after Ra heard that his op was trying to pull up on him, he went on Instagram live and called him out instead.
"Tag K-Flock. Somebody tag K-Flock. Nah, play him, come right back. Outside right now as we speak. You coming through hot and on live, block with your live, can't see your shit. Like, what's up? Pop out."
But he wasn't done taunting Flock.
"Outside, come up here. Where you at? Like, where you at? Do weird shit. I wish I'd have sued you.
I already know the V. I'm on y'all.
We see that. We know the V. Yo.
Nigga is pussy.
I know that was done by the Ray, too. They see me the other day.
You want to go live on my block and I let know you on my block? Not worry about you. I'm not nobody live, nothing. I'm getting high, nigga, on my
respectfully
block.
I see you.
Come
I said.
Do something, nigga."
As the live went on, he got increasingly agitated after he was accused of ducking.
"What am I getting? Hold up. Do not see me, nigga. I was not there, nigga. Yeah, nobody saw you, nigga. I was in the
all
back.
All that politics and shit. All that politics and shit. Come back. Spend back. Outside.
What you think
would have
happened if I would have seen you?
Spend back.
And obviously, this was a recipe for disaster, because after he went live, there was a video that circulated online where K-Flock's goons chased Ra in the streets.
Rayway! Ah! We gotta run now!"
K couldn't help but make fun of his op. He got in the booth and called him out for running on his song titled Power, where he rapped, "Ra Ra, he saw me, he ain't let it clap, like, ask him how much I threw back." So, how did Ra react to being name dropped in one of his songs? Well, he responded on his own track, Real Facts, where he replied, "Ayo KK, now let's talk the facts. Any time that they threw, I threw back." And if you're confused what threw back meant, it meant, you know, playing with tools. However, their beef ended tragically, as a few weeks after he recorded those lines, Rob met his end.
"Bronx police say two men pulled scooters up next to a cab Medrano was taking to a recording studio. They then shot him in his head and chest, killing him."
To make it worse, the footage of the incident was caught in his Uber driver's dashcam, which is quite disturbing. But his reign of terror over his ops didn't end there. You'd think that he'd be cautious of retaliation for what happened to Ra, but K-Flock was stone cold. See, in one of his Instagram lives, he and his crew drove around Raw's hood in search of their ops. Unfortunately, they found someone walking by and decided to exchange words, saying,
"Hey, yo, what? That was Oh, why? I slapped the shit you. Tell him why. Tell him 800. I said, suck my shit. You heard? Hey, yo, you heard? Tell him 800. I said, suck my shit. Don't run right there."
Luckily for that person, he outran them as soon as the car stopped, so he wasn't caught lacking by K-Flock that day. But guess what happened when someone made fun of Rod Jesus passing and live on camera? See, the person in this next clip that we're going to talk about is Bando Munna, who belonged to a set that had beef with Rod Jesus' group, so after he passed, he made fun of his passing. You already know that dissing the dead is going to cost you greatly, because once Rod's homies stumbled upon Bando in the streets, they made sure to let him know that they weren't happy about what he said.
Bando, that's not true. And do not even think about running. Copy, one of my dads.
That's not true.
You not smoke? You smoking on Rob?
Nah, pull up.
No. And do not run. Where the copy?
Bando tried to play cool and pretend that he wasn't the one who dissed Raw, but as you can guess, they didn't have any of it and knew that he was the right person to press.
Flash and go. What's
up? What's problem? Where you from?
From behind wheels.
So you're not from Third Side, and you're not this Africa G's drop.
You're not Africa G's drop. I'll boom you right now, bro. I'll check your face.
Nah, say you smoking J-Rip, matter of fact. Where my dad?
Say you smoking J-Rip.
Nah, where the boat go? Boom him.
After the encounter, they let him go. And surprise, surprise, he hopped on Instagram and uploaded a story, writing, "Not gonna lie, y'all couldn't catch me lacking, whatever, but watch this, watch what I do to y'all who think this is sweet." To which one of the guys who recorded the video reposted and made fun of him after he claimed that he was from Manhattan and not New York. I thought that wasn't you, mutt. Getting caught lacking after dissing someone who passed away is crazy, but to try and get out of the situation by playing dumb and acting like you're from a whole different part of the city is another story. Up next, we have a situation in 2021 where Young Chop, known for producing several of Chief Keef's hits like I Don't Like, Love Sosa, and 300, joined an Instagram live interview with Gilly the Kid to discuss which rappers he considered fake tough guys.
Who the scariest tough guy is?
The scariest tough guy.
Yeah, who be portraying like he a real street, but he's scary as f***.
Yeah, this was already a touchy subject, but Chop himself didn't do any favors after he outed 21 Savage and the Migos as his prime examples, while he propped up Lil Baby as well.
21 Savage, in my book, and the Migos. I like Lil Baby. He be beating motherfuckers up.
Not only that, see, he also claimed that one of the rappers that he mentioned were afraid of him after he pulled up to the House of Blue Studio in California.
I went in there to try to rob this. He was on some freak. Never mind. I ain't gonna talk about that one.
So, after 21 Savage saw the Instagram live where Young Chop basically called him a fake. Moro Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Tough guy. He hopped on his own live and said,
"Yeah, I can come at this, man. Trying to promote his album, man. Chop trying to tweet, do all these, man."
And what did Young Chop do after he was called a cloud chaser by the Atlanta rapper? He flew to Savage's hood to show fans that nothing would happen to him there.
"Man, y'all let from the city come down here and check it out, bro? That's crazy, big dog. Y'all know I ain't letting that bankroll die, right? That's family. Y'all know that, right?
This.
Hold
up with home, man.
Okay.
Come on, man.
We ain't letting that shit slide, you dog.
Come on, man.
But I really want to let this bitch off right now."
Chop continued to stay live on Instagram while he rode around in his Uber. However, 21 Savage's goons probably discovered his location based on his surroundings and did this.
"Take the next right onto Martin Luther King Jr. Drive Southwest.
about, child?
His line paused for a moment, which left fans assuming that the worst had happened to the producer. However, after he eventually resumed his stream, he was unharmed, much to everyone's relief. He went on to tell viewers that his Uber was fired at during the time the live was paused.
Blame as hell, bro. They mad I pulled up to their hood. Then I see another. They thought I ain't seen them sliding up, like on the left side. But they know the right side really covers, and they ain't hit.
Fans began to comment and say that he was lying and was hiding the fact that he got injured, to which he responded by giving them a full view of his body to refute it as he kept on clowning the goons because they missed.
Like, bro, I am not hit, bro. Look at all this. Them boys need to. Hey, boy, them boys need to hire. They need to hire some real shooters. For real.
When a rapper goes live, tragedy can strike at any given moment. So they always have to be cautious, just like when Duke Deuce, a Memphis rapper, went live on his Facebook page from the hood with no intention of causing trouble. He even talked to his fans and said they could hang out with him because he's not bougie.
Come outside and f*** with me, Pepper Tree. We ain't on none of that bougie, none of that Hollywood.
Unfortunately for him, what he heard next wasn't a fan who wanted to link up with him, but rather his ops who were out to get him. His live went down shortly after, which caused fans to worry if he got hit. Luckily, he hopped on social media again to address what happened and said this to the people responsible for trying to take him down.
Better step it up. Come on, bro.
All year.
Imagine going live, inviting fans to meet up with you, only to almost be taken out. Yeah, couldn't be fun. Up next, we have Bloodhound Lil Jeff, a rapper who wasn't afraid to show everyone that he was really about that life. He had a reputation for how brutal he was, and because of that, he was regularly compared to King Von, which is a wild feat in itself. And to further back that up, he talked about how easy it was to take people out on his Instagram Live, saying,
I'm taking the school. Class start next week. You gotta at least have two bodies, though, for I ain't coming with no. If you ain't got, I can't work with no beginners, folks. You gotta at least have a two. I'm gonna give y'all two minimum. I'm gonna start at two minimum, cuz. Y'all know why I'm gonna start at two minimum.
A lot of rappers fake the street lifestyle to fit in and to be accepted into the culture, but Jeff was the real deal. You see, he hopped on Instagram and went live again, but this time he spotted a car that looked like it belonged to the ops. So what'd he do? Long story short, he didn't think twice and pretended like it was one of his ops.
I'm gonna play that next.
Thankfully, the passengers were unharmed, and it was never revealed if he actually unloaded at the ops or if it was just a similar looking car. But his time causing chaos in Chicago didn't end there. On another occasion, while driving around his block and streaming on Instagram Live, he spotted a man on the sidewalk and struck up a conversation with him.
I caught me some action. Yeah, what up, Joe? How you coming?
Judging by how enthusiastic his voice was, you'd think that he kept the same energy throughout the conversation. However, this is Bloodhound Lil Jeff we're talking about. So a few seconds after he greeted the man, he showed him his piece and, let's just say, went to work.
This ain't one of these. You think you can run from this? Get your back. You can, hey, try to run. See how fat? I get out this car right now and look. Now I'm just playing. Hey, I love you.
Afterwards, he asked him if he could outrun his tool, if you catch my drift. Later in an interview, the host couldn't help but mention his curiosity as to how Jeff and his crew wore expensive jewelry, even though he was still in the process of blowing up as a rapper. Without hesitation, Jeff indirectly told the DJ that he and his boys got them from committing theft.
Where are you getting all these fly watches from?
Suck that sweet.
Okay.
399. So, they ain't be giving them to me, really. They just be letting them keep them type. They like put them on, I just keep them.
They be friendly as hell.
Word.
He didn't make his lifestyle secret and was pretty eager to tell him about his criminal lifestyle.
And then we got another one. And then it's another one, but it's not here right now. One of the other guys got that. And then, you know, we got, you know, you be seeing that.
Change all day. Yeah. Like a slave.
And once the conversation shifted to the topic of karma and how all these negative actions might catch up to him in the long run, Jeff was unfazed and played it off.
Negative energy upon yourself.
Nah.
Like the negative, like the energy you putting out, like onto the internet and stuff. Don't you think
hell
that?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't believe it. Like that, no bad luck and karma and dumb. That's not real.
Because according to him, he didn't believe in karma. However, only a few weeks after this interview, Jeff tragically lost his life in the process. Now, this is a rapper that a lot of you might not know, but those that do know him as a chronic clout chaser who often claims outrageous things, all for the sake of attention. GBO Gaston. And one of the crazy things he's done was diss Nipsey Hussle. For some context, after Nipsey Hussle's tragic passing back in 2019, he started saying that he was the one who did it.
I seen him in front of Armani Inn store, nigga. Seen him with his daughter, nigga. Shot him, nigga. Like, hey, where you from? He was like, I'm from 60. I said, all right, GBO, shot him. Got loose. I'm on the E-way right now doing the dash. I got away from the crime scene.
Bro, so you telling me and everybody else on this motherfucking live that you shot Nipsey Hussle?
The other person on his live couldn't believe what he heard after Gaston claimed that he was the one that took out Nipsey. But instead of thinking twice about what he said, he instead doubled down and proudly claimed it.
I shot Nipsey Hussle.
If that wasn't worse enough, he went to his grave and started to disrespect the late rapper.
Yeah, we have Nipsey Hussle grave right now. My blower out right here. We don't cut a grave. Nipsey's not a dead homie.
Yeah, not only did he spit in Nipsey's grave, he also stomped on it and pointed his straight down. And if you didn't put two and two together yet, Gaston was all in on chasing clout. And in his infinite wisdom, he also got into an altercation with his ops on Instagram Live with his tools involved. But here's the thing. The Gaston you're seeing going live on Instagram and rambling about everything isn't the same person you'll encounter when the cameras stop rolling. One day, Gaston was finally caught lacking and all of his antics and blatant disrespect of the dead finally came back to haunt him when someone connected to Nipsey confronted him. Take a look at this.
Yeah, don't be dissing my against the gang of I know, my. That's the piece of all the. Say sorry, bro.
He was asked to apologize for all the disrespectful things he said so far, and what did Gaston do in response?
I'm sorry, bro. I won't say this.
Thankfully, he felt the pressure, got the message, and wasted no time apologizing. So, after being threatened for his actions, did he rethink his life and turn over a new leaf? Sadly, Gaston failed to get the memo as he went down a much darker path of crime, which resulted in jail time in 2024. The news article read, in a recent turn of events, Lakewood rapper and internet personality, hashtag GBO Gaston, whose real name is Gaston McWhinney, faces several legal challenges, with potential imprisonment up to 35 years. He has been charged with serious offenses, including armed robbery, burglary, and kidnapping. So it looks like he can't clout chase himself out of that one. These charges stem from an incident on February 2nd of 2024 at the Hyde Place in El Segundo, where McWhinney, along with his accomplices, reportedly entered a hotel room forcibly and stole valuable items, including a Glock, jewelry, and cash. So he went from being a pretend gangster to a real criminal. But speaking of crazy rappers, another rapper who's crazy is Kodak Black. Except this time, it wasn't his fault for what happened. You see, after a performance down at Tallahassee, Kodak Black felt hungry and wanted to order some McDonald's. But little did he and his entourage know that they were being followed by a lot of people in multiple cars. Finally, the situation took a dramatic turn when it turned out that these individuals followed him around to try and take him out. You can even hear shit going off while being recorded from a fan's phone. According to reports, Kodak Black's group went to McDonald's on Tennessee and Dewey streets and blocked the entrance with a vehicle. Black insisted on going inside the store to pick up his order, despite a security team attempting to do so instead. The same vehicle that gave chase earlier appeared in the parking lot, left, and then returned when its occupants began shooting. The vehicle referenced here was the same one that chased them throughout the night. However, fortunately for him, he was unharmed during the encounter. The incident resulted in the security guard getting shot. However, one of Kodak's security guards was injured. A day after the attempt on his life, Kodak hopped on Instagram Live and voiced his anger at the one who tried to take him out, saying,
"Why they trying to play with me? I'm coming through slide. Time out, coming through slide, man."
But that's not all he had to say. He also told them that if they wanted to run up on him again, they'll know which car to target.
You know, that's Yat Wilt right there. If you know trying to play him something, homie, you gonna hit the wheel, bro.
Yeah, not a very smart move. The fact that he told them where to aim for next time might be something that'll bite Kodak later on. However,
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
However, that wasn't the end of his prompts. Because for a while now, Vince's been concerned about Kodak, and for good reason. See, the Florida rapper has shown time and time again that he's under the influence of something every time he's on camera. The worst example was documented last year when he went live on Instagram and started to fall asleep. However, that's not the first time that he went on Instagram live only to fall back asleep due to substances. Over time, he's been so under the influence that he started to snooze in front of his refrigerator, which was caught on live. Obviously, a lot of fans expressed their concerns over this behavior. Some of them even showed how worried they were by writing, "Bruh, where the hell is this team at? His family? Real friends? People who are supposed to make sure he's good in the business aspect, and the ones who are supposed to be looking out for his health and safety." Another instance was when he went live on Instagram out of nowhere and started to mumble incoherently.
"A certain president was in there, and that president, let me tell you the truth, bro, this ain't even to me, what you call, cause I just,
A day after this, he was actually arrested, but was later released on bond. Fans were concerned about his health and didn't want anything to happen to him, so this prompted one to comment that he was better off in jail, so he could at least try to get clean. This comment struck a nerve with him after he read it. But wait, because there's more where that came from. Here's another wild clip of him and Kai Cenat's stream a couple months ago where he threw up a substance in the air and caught it with his mouth. And in the same stream, you can clearly see him tweaking in the clip. Later, it was clear that Kai Cenat did not even want him to be there. So, Kodak clearly needs help, and it would be a shame if one of the iconic 2016 XXL freshman class continued down this dark path. The next rapper we're going to talk about is Shai K, and this one is kind of crazy. While filming a documentary with Vice, Shai K caught one of his ops outside a courtroom in broad daylight. Now, considering that they were just outside a courtroom, it's obvious that there were a lot of authorities and law enforcement swarming the area, right? But did that stop Shai K from running up on his op? Well, not really.
"Stop running! Yo, stop running! And I'll fucking see me!
However, he faced no repercussions after what he did. Funny enough, he even sat down with the news for an interview to talk about the situation.
"They're catching cases, so everybody getting the same court date, and you don't even know. So once you go there, you see one of your ups. Be posting, 'Wish me good luck at court.' Once you post that, oh, boomerang the courthouse. Once you do that, our block is right there." So
running up on your op is one thing, but catching them on the road when they're in the car with their mom is another level of embarrassment. And that's exactly how it went down when he was on Instagram Live. You see, Shaw recognized someone familiar in the front seat of the car next to him. This person was probably an op that pretended to rep a gang that he wasn't really part of, so he confronted him despite the fact that he sat next to his mother.
"Nah, you is not OG's c-. Stop saying you OG's c-. Word of my, stop saying you OG's k. If I s**t you, word of my, yes, stop saying you OG's k. You're not OG's c-. You're not OG's k. What you talking about?
And seeing the kid's mother calmly act like Shaw wasn't terrorizing her son is wild. That's not all, because Shaw EK also had beef with Kodak Black and even tried to ban him from going to New York.
"I never want to do a song with you. I was some label. Y'all be sucking. I told him, I don't want to do a song with you. I'm a heavy on the race K. You know that. My, and you can't come to New York ever again. Now you ever. Ever, you're slammed out. It's over. My Kodak."
But why was he so mad at Kodak in the first place? Well, it was because it was rumored that Kodak had a feature in his upcoming album. In an interview with On the Radar, the host asked him how it felt working with Kodak, saying,
"You got Kodak on the song on your album with Bandman, right?
Thanks.
Crazy, congrats. Did you get to meet Kodak, or how did that record come about?"
However, he reiterated that he didn't specifically hop in the booth with Kodak and said that the feature came about because of his label, Warner Records.
"Because my label know them niggas. So that's how we did it. I don't know. You turn off. Fuck it.
How does it feel to have like that type of cosign?
I don't know. I'm a hood nigga. So I don't be. If it's. I want to see how it go."
So far, so good, right? He was set to get a Kodak Black feature, which would have done wonders for his rap career. I mean, at least boosted it a little bit. But one day, Kodak Black uploaded a story on his Instagram detaching his name from the verse, writing, "I never did a song with dude, and I don't know, buddy, no disrespect, but I did a verse for Dave East a few years ago. He ain't never use it. I guess it's because of that Lauren London stuff. If you didn't know, he referred to that time when he tried to pursue Nipsey Hussle's partner, Lauren London, after he passed away. Another crazy situation. Kodak further added, "Now his people trying to backtrack and give my verse to Shai K. I don't even know why he coming out of nowhere saying we got a song. I didn't know nothing about it. Keep me out of these politics." This response from Kodak led Shai K going on live to threaten him and ban Kodak from ever setting foot in the Big Apple.
"Dog, where do my dad know my body? Can't come to New York. Fuck is you took him on? No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Word of my dad, never wanted to do this. I never wanted to do that. You on my I don't even know you. I never seen you. You know the vibe. Don't come to New York. You already know what happens to you when you come to New York."
Yeah.
Part two.
"You already know what happened to you when you come to New York."
On top of that, he also claimed to not know who Kodak was and said that he was the one who tried to get clout off the situation. So after banning him from entering the city, Kodak went live on Instagram to show that Shaw EK's ban didn't mean anything to him.
"So I love New York. I got
At the end of the day, it was Shai K who faced backlash for banning an artist much bigger than him, and a lot of the internet slash Kodak's fanbase clowned him for it. I'm from NYC and Kodak good out here, bro's just capping, and Shai K holds no weight to ban anyone. Remembers when B-Love had K-Flock in Shai K's building. But these guys are quite young. Let's talk about some old heads who are beefing. Specifically, Dame Dash and 50 Cent. If there's something that both 50 and Dame Dash have in common, it's that the two have never backed down from a beef and aren't afraid to call others rappers out. But in this case, 50 Cent might have trolled the Rockefeller founder a bit too hard. You see, it started when Dame Dash responded to 50 Cent's comment about him having money issues by hopping on Instagram Live. But little did he know, his decision to respond to him on Instagram would backfire horribly.
"See your clothing line. I want to see if you're the real deal. Just see me, see if I'm the real deal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hold on. Oh, God. Yeah, talk to him for a second.
What?
Just for a second. Hold on.
What are you about to do?
All right, you, nah, that's okay."
Yeah, it seems like the orange juice that he sipped might have caused his dentures to get loose. But why was he so worked up at 50 in the first place? Well, it's because 50 Cent had this to say about the former hip-hop mogul in an interview. Once the interview reached its end, they started talking about Dame Dash.
"The only person that pointed out that $1 million was no money was Damon Dash, and he has no money now. I only felt that, you know, because he said, well, that ain't no money. Like, you."
But he had more to say. Because he also parodied the way that Dame Dash talked while he made fun of him.
"After you get your watch, your chain, and you look out for the homies and you do this, then it's nothing."
Clearly, Dame felt some type of way after he was called out in the interview, which led to the infamous clip. And as you can imagine, the fans had a field day with the clip, writing, "lying through his teeth." And his teeth were not the real deal. Dame tried to play it off and said that he did it on purpose as a joke. I was praying that because, in the same sentence that I was calling out 50, that I dropped jewels that the pop culture would talk about. The internet talked about it. This might have just been his way of dealing with the incident, but he doubled down on the angle quite a bit. And I was really happy because I gauge how funny stuff is on my jokes I have for myself. However,
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.